and handle the truth. Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 2nd of April. Proper tip of the day, if you need a second stream income, well, go ahead and get it. May be very helpful for you. Could be fun, obviously profitable. An easy way to set up a second stream of income is to set up for yourself an eBay seller's account. So you need high-speed internet access. You need the eBay seller's account. You need a PayPal account. You need a digital camera. And, of course, inventory, dust collectors. There is tutorials at eBay to help you understand what might be mystifying at first and get yourself started. It can be fun, it can be profitable, and I encourage you to consider doing so. This is Firearms Monday. We visit with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. And let's continue, Jimmy. Jimmy, take your phone off mute there, please.
Finally did it. I did it once today. We were talking in the first hour, ladies and gentlemen, the firearms tip of the week was to carry a first aid kit for gunshot wounds. And not going to redo everything on it. If you did miss the first hour and everything, you can go back to the archives and pick it up. And we basically just covered the 3 items that you really need to carry so that if you're involved in a shooting incident and everything else, you can treat not only individuals that as bystanders, collateral damage, whatever, that were injured, but also can lend aid to the perpetrator themselves. That is a decision you would have to make, but there's some good information there for you. And the second hour, John, I'd like to talk about long-range shooting a little bit. Several of our listeners and everything have contacted me back and forth since we've been running the show, and we've talked about long-range shooting and the prerequisites of it, building a gun for it. not all guns are created equal when it comes to stretching the limits of our abilities. And last week, I had a gentleman that we'd met at a gun show sometime last year. And every time that we do a Carlsbad gun show, I can guarantee you, sometime after 1 o'clock on Saturday, he'll show up, and we'll get to talking for a little bit, and he'll come around and pull up a chair and spend a couple of hours in between customers and sales and everything else of the normal gun show. We'll be chit-chatting and discussing shooting. He's got a smoldering passion, I say, for long-range shooting out beyond 1,000. And he's got a nice platform. He has built himself a very, very fine rifle based on a 1903 Springfield action and a good stock. And a good, he had it rebarreled several years ago. And he's got a very fine platform to build on. And that's what we've been discussing and bit by bit doing. But this last time, when I was talking to him the other day, he stopped by for a little bit to pick up some scope. He needed to pick up an adjustable scope ring for the rear. And we were talking, and I noticed that his demeanor was a little bit off. And finally got him to explain to me why, you know, he was kind of down. Wasn't not depressed or anything, but he was just disappointed. And he's been practicing. I mean, I've taught him some stuff here at the shop on the range, and that's very similar to the home on the range, ladies and gentlemen, if you've missed it. But, okay, all humor aside, that fell. Got to talking to him, and he knows from the from when we tested his rifle on the machine rest that the accuracy is there. The gun has the capability of shooting minutive angle groups at distance. And but the thing is he's disappointed in the fact that when he is shooting 400 and 500 yards, that and even closer, to put it that way, he always gets anxious because he'll have a good string going and have, you know, like three shots, very nice little tight group or tight for the distance that he's shooting. And he'll start getting nervous waiting for the round that's going to fly and open up the whole thing. And as we were discussing it and everything, I had to break him a little bit by a comment that I knew he knew was coming, but he really probably didn't want to hear. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to seriously, and I'm not talking about once in a while for fun, go out and shoot at 500 or 600 yards or something like that. If, say, you've got a desire to shoot competitively at long distance, maybe they're opening up a long distance range and they're going to have some matches out there to 500, 600 yards. And you want to do that every now and then, it's fine. But if you want to really do that and you want to compete, you want to try to get into the money side of it and everything, all of the money that the people put into their guns and everything, even some of the ones that I build for customers that, I mean, these things are just absolute precision pieces of machinery that will put them through the same hole all day long as we as the shooters do our part. It comes down to the final key in the whole boat, and you've heard John mention it several times, and that is the ammunition itself. John's talked about finding, like your .22 ammunition with your pistols and rifles and everything. Try different types of ammunition in it, and say, this pistol just loves the Aguila ammunition of this particular type, and it'll sit there and shoot it all day long. Or say you're working with your .308 or your .30-06, and for factory ammo, it really likes you know, this Winchester or this Remington ammo or whatever, then, and I agree with John 100%, you find that ammunition that it likes to shoot and shoot well, and you buy a box, a case of it, or at least several boxes of the same lot number, and you put that aside and you label it strictly for that particular handgun or rifle. And in that way, you will have consistency in your shooting because you know you've got a particular brand, bullet weight, powder, everything that it's going to enjoy. But if you come down and you really want to get into long-range precision shooting, you're going to have to learn to reload. That's the only way that you can guarantee consistency. Because with factory ammunition, with the powder they run and everything else, you cannot guarantee the stability in temperature. Let's say you're doing several shoots in your state. Missouri is a great state to use, John. Say you've got a shoot in the northern part of the state right now with the way your weather is, and you get up and you go to the shoot up there, and it's a 700-yard shoot, and right now, northern part of your state's probably hovering in the 30s, maybe get into the 40s for a high today. And 4 or 5 days from now, let's say coming up to the weekend, you're going to be shooting down in the Ozarks at another shoot down there, and where the high is going to be upper 60s, low 70. And if you're using the same ammunition on it, it's going to react differently between the two extremes because nothing else, ladies and gentlemen, ambient temperature. The temperature of where you are, the temperature of that ammunition on that given day and at that given time. And not knowing exactly what are in those cases, the chance of you having loads that you're going to be shooting at both places that is temperature stable is going to be difficult. Now, most powders that they load with for all generic ammunition and everything else, it's bulk powders. Typically, it's fairly stable. More often than not, not really very stable for extremes. But they, the powder industries and everything over time have created several powders that are temperature stable from minus 40 degrees to plus 140 degrees. And that's a pretty good accomplishment, is to have ammunition powder and everything that has such a wide range of stability in that. So for those of you that are interested into getting into long-range precision shooting, we're going to give my email address out and the phone number a couple of times. And I'm going to try to set up a different email group or something with our listeners, John, to start working with them through this. Because unless you reload, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be disappointed when it gets to certain aspects of long-range shooting. Now, in the last couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me use two phrases interchangeably together, and I think I really need to do a real quick Webster's Dictionary here. Long-range shooting is a standard that people have been doing for years, being a long-range shooter. And then you'll hear me refer to long-range precision shooting. Long-range shooting is being able to hit a 20-inch gong at 500 yards consistently. That means looking at your dope sheet and having everything in front of you for your weather to do the calculations, and your cold bore shot is going to hit the gong, and then the following four, well, you'll hear me refer to a lot of time as cold bore plus four, are going to hit that 20-inch gong. That is long-range shooting. Long-range precision shooting at 500 yards is doing that exact same thing, but hitting a 5-inch circle on the 20-inch gong at 500 yards and keeping all five rounds in that 5-inch circle. And 5 inches at 500 yards is one MOA, 1 minute of angle. So you're utilizing the precision quality of your gun to sit there and shoot a very, very small target at that distance. So back and forth, ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear me intersparse that between long-range shooting and long-range precision shooting. Long-range precision shooting is the cherry on top. Long-range shooting is being able to hit that 20-inch target at different distances. So when you look at this and you're starting to experiment with this, you're going to get to a point, ladies and gentlemen, that you can do very, very well with your .30-06 or your .308 out to 600 or 700 yards. And that's where you're going to have to make the decision for yourself. If you're going to compete and want to get into the competition, and there's all these shoots and everything, ladies and gentlemen, they've got dozens of them across the country that my dog needs to go out, I guess. Excuse me, John. One of the hazards of living in the country. There now. Everybody's outside so we can get back to a quiet room. You have to ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen, are you going to want to make the investment in time and education and tools to do this? And a lot of people won't, and I respect you very well for that, because it does get into a whole new aspect, and there's a lot. I'm working on an article right now that I'm going to see if Tim might want to even publish over on Rural Survival. But it's everything that goes into producing a box of ammunition for long-range precision shooting for one caliber. And in that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try to break it down to as simple a terms as I can and still make sense on it. And long-range shooting, just regularly getting out there with your hunting rifle and being able to seriously pick out game at longer distances and do well on them, that is a great accomplishment, and it's a lot of fun, ladies and gentlemen, and I wish more people would do it. Out here in the West, we have a lot of animals that are considered nuisance animals, gophers. We have a critter out here called, they're not a groundhog. I'll think of it in a little bit. But, you know, rabbits, jackrabbits, farmers out here have a lot of problem with those getting in and tearing up some of their fields and stuff. Rabbits multiply crazily, and they can really take a chunk out of alfalfa fields and other things. But in your area, if you've got a neighbor that does have a problem with, good heavens, just any kind of small animal like that. In some areas, they even classify raccoons, and of course, there's always coyotes. Feral dogs are becoming a more and more nuisance problem over time. But this time of year, the summertime and everything, is a great time to work with these people, get a permission to go out there and shoot on their property, and enhance your shooting skills. And what I'm saying is, as you get really good at hitting everything that you shoot at 150 or 200 yards, then start working on stretching that a little bit. You know, go for the further animal.
Hold that thought. And here's our break. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 2nd of April. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website's deserteagleshooters.com. Jimmy, we got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
A caller, because that last discussion I was just having, John, just kind of got convoluted. So, help me out, Dan.
Well, I'm going to see if you did your homework here. About 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, I called wanting your opinion on that ammo that's taking out full-page ads in the Rifleman magazine. It's Novex. It's a stainless steel case with a poly copper projectile. And right now, they're only making it. Go ahead.
No, continue. Continue.
Right now, they're only producing that in the 9mm pistol caliber. But I think it's only a 65-grain bullet, and it's doing over 1,700 feet a second. And it's got three flutes cut in the nose of the bullet. And when it hits ballistic putty, it's just amazing. it ends up having more foot-pounds of energy than the 45 ACP. And I you're up on a lot of things, and you said you'd try to look into it. I wondered if you had done that and what your thoughts are.
And I did look into it on that day. I've got a call in to, well, actually, I talked to one of the individuals at their technical division in customer service and asked a lot of questions, and the guy, so hopefully it will actually come in the mail today. He said he was going to physically, good old Pony Express, mail me a data sheet and information that explains pretty much the process of the bullet and the way they're engineering this. It's intended to be the best of both worlds between individual protection ammunition. That's not the word I'm looking for, but protection ammunition and also safety because of frangibility. And,
correct.
One of the tests that he was explaining to me that they did was they fired it at a target that was on the other side of standard pane of glass, your window glass. And he said that that was where they really surprised themselves. They expected that the pane of glass would deflect the bullet, so that the target on the other side was either not a direct hit or at least grazing or whatever. But at the velocities that thing is coming out at, the design of the bullet, it literally vaporized not only the glass, but the bullet itself at 7 feet. He said there was just minor peppering of the target that I think was 4 feet behind the pane of glass. Simulating a person sitting in a living room or something, you know, in a chair a few feet away from the window. And he says they're continually testing on it, and I asked him about other calibers, and he, of course, that was in the works to be determined. But I'm hoping to get, and he wouldn't give me a reason why the stainless steel case is on it. Maybe it's just going to be a signature thing of them or whatever. But the case material, he just really didn't have an answer for. But these things are looking like, and I tried to run down the ad that you were giving me on that because I wanted to look at the prices they were showing on that ammo. But what
Midway's,
he's talking about, John, is, go ahead.
I was going to say Midway is carrying it now. I got on Midway the other day, and they've got a full round nose version. And then they've got that fluted nose version for self-defense. And the round nose version is about half as expensive, but it's still not cheap, okay. Of course.
Right, yeah. The price on it is going to be a very determining factor. But this stuff, John, you're pushing a, for lack of a better term, a composite bullet at such high velocity that penetration, impact, transfer of force, everything is just off the scales. And again, having the exact same benefits that if it strikes a solid object, it's going to basically just disintegrate. But that's what I've got on it so far, and hopefully if that packet gets here, I'll be able to study it a little bit more because I'm really curious about the bullet itself on it more than anything.
Hold that thought.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Hold that thought, gentlemen. We have Bob in the hour break. Thanks for your call, Dan. We appreciate it. Bob in the hour break. Call him 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 2nd of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Listen up. My Easter sale ends tonight at midnight. $50 off the mattress pad, $50 off the energy cleaners, 10% off the mattress pads. That's until midnight tonight, Monday, April the 2nd. When you place your order, my automated system will charge you full price. I have to manually refund the sale price difference. So write everything you need right there at my website at thelibertyman.com to take advantage of the Easter sale that goes until midnight tonight. If you send us if you're sending a check or a money order, make sure you got it postmarked by midnight tonight to take advantage of it and just fill out the proper dollar amount, $50 off energy cleaners, and 10% off mattress pads. That sale goes until midnight tonight. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. Let's see. Where were we at on that?
Well, we're talking about that 45 ammo there right before the break.
Oh, yeah. ammunition industry, John, right now is just really, they're making leaps and bounds in ammunition, in bullet design. Good example of that is, you know, in the long-range shooting category, the shooters in that area, we always looked for and strived for a bullet with a high ballistic coefficient. Now, a ballistic coefficient, let's just go to that, in a bullet design gives you a good indication of how flat the bullet is going to shoot, how it's going to retain its energy for a longer distance, how it's going to be in bucking wind and external forces that are going to be applied to the bullet in flight. And for years, the Sierra Match King series of bullets and everything were, they held the high ground on it because they had a ballistic coefficient that was 0.5 or close to it, you know, 0.46 or whatever. That was, 0.5 seemed to be the holy grail of BC. And Hornady in the last couple of years has now got 30 caliber bullets that are getting up to a BC of 0.6 and 0.7. Sierra is still developing some new bullets that are getting up into that range. And what this means, ladies and gentlemen, is for those that I like to refer to them as the quiet ones, the snipers and precision marksmen and everything of our military, what this means is it's going to give them a projectile that is more accurate, more stable, and making their job just a little bit better. And as this ammunition and as these projectiles get out there, it's nothing but good things for our troops and everything that are going to depend on those. But what we're getting at in the handgun side of it is this, like this bullet that we were just talking about a while ago, it brings a whole new thing to frangible. Ladies and gentlemen, if you buy, and John has said this repeatedly, when you buy ammunition for your handgun, if you're buying self-defense or hunting or whatever, just buy one box of it to begin with and test it yourself. And you, one of the easy ways to test and recover bullets to see how they do is if you've got a pet, and or maybe a friend of yours has got a pet, and they get the big bags of dog food, 35-pounders or whatever, get a couple of their bags from them, double them up, and stop by the creek or any place that you can, shovel them full of sand, and take them out to the shooting range, and put some of your pistol, your new self-defense rounds or hunting rounds into that bag, and then after you're done shooting for the day, dump the bag out, you know, through a big piece of screen or on someplace where you can spread it out and find your bullets. But examine them and see what they look like. Because in a handgun situation, if you recover your ball ammo, which is, you know, military ball ammo, it's got a round nose on it, and it's mass-produced, and it's used for combat, you're going to recover those, and they're not going to even look like they've ever been shot. I joke with people that you could take and run those through a resizing die and use them again, because they don't deform and they don't upset. And what you're looking for in a self-defense ammunition, other than frangible, you're wanting that hollow point to upset, to give a larger contact area. To mushroom is another phrase that we've heard used forever on it. But what you're wanting is for that ammunition to change form from a round cylindrical object to one that is flattening out and causing more trauma and more injury as it progresses forward. And John, I have remember the old Remington, they used to call them the trooper load for 38 Special and also for 45 ACP.
Oh, yeah. It was a hollow That's been a while. Bullet.
Yeah. That bullet, because of the way that they formed the hollow point on it in the process, the jacketing was actually folded over as it was brought forward. It looked like flower petals laying around the front of it. That ammunition, if you fired it into anything over 10 feet away, it would just flatten out like a pancake. They replaced that several years ago with a new critical defense, is what they called it. Looked like a regular hollow point for most cases, but this stuff at 10 feet into a sandbag, you could almost shoot it again. It was not upsetting. It was not flattening out. It wasn't doing anything. And they changed alloys on the core and other things and finally got it to where it would mushroom a little bit. But ladies and gentlemen, if you are just simply stabbing someone with a half-inch diameter rod several times, that's what you're mimicking with these bullets. They are not opening up. They're not doing the damage that they're intended to do as rapidly as they are. And so you need to recover a few of these rounds from a sandbag, depending on how your range is set up. They may have a catch bucket or something that you can discharge your rounds into for safety. But you've got to see how that ammunition is performing in your gun. John, it's like John talked about testing your ammo before. Find out what it likes and use that in that particular handgun or rifle. What they're doing now, John, is they're coming up with a new one that came out last year, and it looks like it's a carbon fiber type frangible. And Robert had bought some of these for his, and we were discussing some stuff. I was going to do some testing that day on some Lehigh bullets that they're called Extreme Defense, and they're made out of solid copper. And, boy, they do exactly what they're supposed to. They hit, and they didn't travel more than 6 inches into that sand. And they were fully opened up and doubled in size. And he tried one of these frangible rounds to see how much it would break apart and everything. So we put a couple of 2x4 in front of the sand so that it would upset the bullet on it and everything, and we would be able to see how the splash pattern was on the box behind it. These things, John, supposedly hitting something solid and coming apart didn't. You could, again, you could, and these are designed to be used on aircraft by law enforcement, so they won't penetrate the skin of the aircraft. And right. I was not impressed because they went through the aluminum plate on front of the 2x4, through the 2x4, into the sand box, and another 7 inches. And they were still in one piece. So
really?
We took pictures of it, and I wrote the company. I haven't heard back from them yet. Hopefully, we'll hear something back on them. But ladies and gentlemen, you've got to test the ammunition in your own handguns and stuff. Do not use ball ammo if you can help it in your handgun for home protection. You're asking for over-penetration, going through a wall, hitting someone on the other side, numerous things. And so you really don't want to do that. John, what are your thoughts on the ammunition side of it, especially in for home defense and protecting your loved ones?
Well, I prefer, I guess you could say I'm old school these days, 240 grain ball, a copper jacketed ball projectile in my 1911. Simple, effective. And I back it up by saying World War One, World War Two, Korea, and Vietnam. No sweat, GI. It's going to knock somebody down. If nothing else, it'll knock them down.
Exactly.
And the purpose of the pistol, of course, is to fight your way back to your rifle. Given, you know, if in the immediate situation, you reach for what's handy, which is going to be the pistol. Given even a minute or two, I want to be getting the safe open and getting a rifle out. And that's what I'll be doing. Just the other night, it was three or four nights ago, I was walking between two buildings at our place, and it was about six or seven coyotes. It sounded like they were killing a small deer because it was really a quite a frenzy, you know, those that distinctive bark that the coyotes do. And they weren't too far away. I would say maybe 100, 150 yards up in the woods. And that would have been a good situation for something like an M1 carbine to take them out, especially if it had night vision on it. But there's a place for a pistol, and I carry my 1911, and I carry 240 grain round nose copper jacketed bullets in there.
Oh yeah, and you're right. The 1911 has not only proven itself. I got the handle this weekend. Robert bought a new pistol. He bought one of the new Rock Island concealed 1911s. 4-inch barrel, and what's really neat on it is it's basically, for all intents and purposes, the good old 1911 officer's model, and that little thing just shoots like a dream. I mean, it's a 1911. We got the sights dialed in on it, and we're probably going to be putting some Williams sights on it. I've got to get the order made to them today anyway, but we'll be changing out the factory sights and putting some Williams combat sights on it. And that makes a big improvement. But ladies and gentlemen, you've got to be confident with what you work with. And the more time that you spend training, the more time that you're going to pick out little things that A, you need to work on, or B, you might want to change. And that could be trigger, that could be sights, that could be ammunition. On any semi-automatic, ladies and gentlemen, the most important thing at all, period, bar everything else, is will the gun feed the ammunition? Gentleman that I know found a really, really good home defense round for his Glock. Everybody was talking about it. This is great 9mm ammo. He shot some of it and everything, and a buddy of his gun, and he was so impressed with it, ordered him the case of it, 1,000 rounds, so he could practice with it and also have it for home defense. Loads up a magazine at the range, drops the first round into it, fires it, and come to find out, because of the shape of the nose of the bullet, unless he works on the ramp of the barrel, the feed ramp and everything else, it will not feed this ammunition. It will stop every time with a round partially into the chamber and the slide stopped. So that's what you have to look forward to, ladies and gentlemen. That's another good reason why a revolver is such a very good choice to train and learn on, especially for ladies, is that you don't have these problems of failure to feed or stovepipes or failure to eject or anything like that. With a revolver, it's the original point and click. And a food for thought. John and I have discussed that many, many times, and we're both in great agreement on that fact, that a revolver is the perfect pistol to start your wife, your daughter, girlfriend, whoever, on for self-defense. And I don't know. Anything to add on that, John?
No, I think we've covered that pretty thoroughly there, Jimmy. I really do.
There's not much you can say about wheel guns. put the ammunition in, you close the loading gate or the cylinder, and you point and, you know, work on it. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's one of those things that John and I cannot stress enough is practice, practice, practice. And I hear it from everybody all the time. Well, I can't go to the range two or three times a week like you can. I can only get practice in whenever I can. Ladies and gentlemen, with dry fire training, we have a
okay, break. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 2nd of April. Well, Jimmy, we've already finished the first quarter of the year. How about that?
Yeah, we've gotten that part done, and I still don't know where we're at. Years following fast. You know, just like the last couple, I haven't figured it out yet. Maybe it's just me in old age. One thing, John, I'd like to touch on real quick before we get out of here today. Ladies and gentlemen, hopefully you've heard the ads that have been on about the offer of getting a membership to Front Sight for $500.
Right.
And going to, ladies and gentlemen, that is the best deal that I have seen. What you're getting right there is the opportunity to get some of the finest instruction from some of the finest instructors in the world. And the thing is, it's a never-ending supply. If you can afford the $500 to do that, ladies and gentlemen, I highly recommend it, because you're not only helping RVN out, you're actually setting yourself into a position that you can learn and help protect your family and your loved ones and increase your skill level to where it's automatic and not, you don't even think about it when you go through the operations. And the great part of it is you can will this to your children, your grandchildren, whoever. And they have the same benefits that you have on it, so you lose nothing. So go over to the RVN website, ladies and gentlemen. Look that up and take a good solid look at it, because if you're a shooter, if you want to become a shooter, if you want to become a really good shooter in all aspects, up to and including even hand-to-hand, you're going to find it very, very hard to beat what's being offered right there. So, you know, I ask you to go take a look at it, and if you can afford the money on it, please do it. Keep us on the air. You know, John tells me we're a very popular show on Monday mornings.
And we are. Yeah, we have big numbers here. Yep.
We want to keep doing this and everything, but the thing is, unless we can keep RVN on the air and keep everything functioning on that end, we can lose it all. But just go take a look at it, ladies and gentlemen. If you can afford the money, maybe put the money back over several paychecks. I think you have till March 5th to do this. It's well worth the investment. I cannot tell you just exactly what you'll get, because the list can't be made. By going to Front Sight, my wife and I, once my health is a little bit better and everything, we are members of Front Sight, and we are going out there for a vacation. I'm going to disappear, John, and go make bang-bang noises.
Okay. So, Jimmy, thank you. As always, look forward to heading back next Monday. Appreciate it.
We'll see you then, sir.
Thank you. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, plenty of your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting.